those of you looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Once again, I mentioned it earlier, but the appearances that I have coming up show on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. If you look kind of down toward the bottom of the homepage there, you'll see a bunch of words. Those are buttons, and one of them says appearances. And under appearances, you'll see where my speaking engagements are that are coming up. That's where you also can click on to get information about setting up one. If you are interested in me doing a lecture or lecture series or consultation, even, we're doing more of that these days, and I'm enjoying it. A lot of people are getting into organics these days, and we're delighted about that. But it's also where you can see some information that can be helpful. I mentioned the product called AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer for the last caller. And it's a product. It's the only selective organic herbicide that exists today that I know of. There may be some others, but I don't know about them if there are. But AgriLawn will have an ad down there below where those buttons are that say appearances and say all the other things. Gives you a shortcut to the different things that we have on the website. The ad in the middle, there are three ads together, square ads, down there in the lower half of the home page. The middle one is what Google puts up. The two on each side are ads that work with us, help support the show and the website and all that kind of thing. And one of them is for AgriLawn, crabgrass control. And you can click on it and go to their website and get more information. But here is the key on that product. It's a great product. It works beautifully if you use it correctly. But there's one little kind of fatal flaw that it has. And I've talked to the owner about it, and we haven't ever totally resolved the issue. But it comes in containers and also in bags. And in the hard containers, you take the lid off, and it's got a deal that has holes in the top, and it gives you the instructions to, you know, shake it out through those holes. It doesn't work very well if you do that because the holes are too big. It comes out a little too clumpy. The secret to that product's success is to put it out in a real fine dusting. And so you're going to need to use one of the products I use. It's called a Dustin Miser that's available online, or some of the garden centers will have it. A turkey baster or any kind of a puffer will work pretty well. A billows type of a puffer will work. What you do to use it correctly is you wet down the entire area, whether you're talking about khaki weed or whatever, crabgrass or vetches or clovers, any kind of thing that you're trying to get rid of that's not one of the warm season turf grasses. You wet the area down, then you dust this material out on the entire area, and it turns the weeds yellow and then black and kills them and doesn't hurt the turf grass. It works in cool season grasses, fescue, bluegrass, and rye, but not nearly as well, and you can do a little bit more damage to your preferred grasses in cool season stuff than with the summer grasses, but it still can give you some help, and I recommend it highly. It's the active ingredient, believe it or not, is cinnamon, and the carrier is baking soda. It has some other herbs in it as well, but the cinnamon is what actually does the killing. We're going to go to Mansfield, Texas next and talk to Stacy. Hi, Stacy.
Good morning. How are you doing?
So far, so good. Thanks for checking in with us.
Okay, so we had a huge hackberry tree cut down, and like the diameter at the bottom was almost 5 feet.
Wow.
So, and it was very close to the house. The guy that cut it down said that we probably should treat for termites because of all the mulch that was left behind. And I need suggestions. Do we need to do that? What would you suggest we use on it? We're going to bag as much as we can. But obviously, I'm looking at a mound probably 2.5 feet high.
Okay. Was the tree sick, or you were just worried about being too close to the house?
It was too close to the house, and we did have to have some foundation repair, and they addressed that. It was probably 3 feet from the house.
Okay. Well, that's a whole nother subject, and we can talk about that some other time, but the tree's gone,
yeah.
And let's talk about the termites. There will be termites on your site whether you do what you are thinking about doing or not. Termites are a ubiquitous, actually beneficial insect when they're out on the site, helping break down organic matter and turn it into compost, recycle it into the soil, stimulate biological activity and all that. You won't have any more risk as far as termites getting in and starting to eat your house, whether you leave those shavings, the clippings of grinding up the stump and everything on the site or not. I would do what you're talking about. I would collect them, especially if there's a big pile, and put it into the compost. Oh, well, let me ask you this first. Is the pile that you have the tree ground up or just the stump ground up?
The stump ground up.
The stump. Okay, the stump ground up is going to be mostly carbon. You know, it's not going to be a real good blend like if you ground up the limbs of the top of the tree. There's a wonderful carbon-nitrogen balance when you grind up the top part of the tree. If you had kept that, the ground-up part of the top, I would have recommended that, by the way, but you probably have already, it's probably already gone away by now.
Yeah, we kept a lot of that. We do have a lot of that wood, though.
Okay,
we
good.
We kept quite a bit of it.
Well,
yeah.
Where the top is ground up, just leave it in big piles, and it will turn into compost for you without you even having to maintain it. It'll work beautifully. On the stump,
okay.
Stump grinding, which is going to be just primarily cellulose and wood, get it bagged up, but don't haul it off. Don't send it to a landfill or anything. Put it in a compost pile and mix some green tissue with it, manure, organic fertilizer, molasses, things like that, and it'll turn into a real positive compost, a real beneficial compost for you. And then as far as the termite worry, if it were my place, I wouldn't worry about it 2 seconds. I wouldn't even think about it. I'd just go on with other things. If you are concerned, you can put out beneficial nematodes right now, or you can do it again or the first time in the springtime when things start to grow. And the beneficial nematodes will control any excess of termites that you might have and other pest insects as well. It'd be a real good thing for you to do. But as far as the chips being around the property leading to termites attacking your house, there's no relationship there really at all.
Oh, good. I just didn't want to put a bunch of chemicals down if I did not need to.
Well, you never need to use the chemicals. You can control termites with nematodes, with orange oil, with various things. Termites are really easy to kill. The only trick in killing them and why people have so much trouble when they're a problem, you know, in the house and everything, is getting the material to the termites. But
yeah.
You can kill them with any of the organic products. They're very delicate.
Okay. Well, you have been a wonderful help, and I'm glad that we have a guy at our Ace Hardware that listens to you all the time, and
oh, cool.
We were in there. And he said, he's online right now. Go call. He will tell you what to do. And he really wasn't. He said, I don't think you need a spectracide or anything. I said, that's great. So I appreciate him helping us.
No,
and leaving us.
The Ace Hardware handles some organic products. I don't think they sell beneficial nematodes. You might have to order those if you decide to go that way from one of the insectaries that we have listed on DirtDoctor.com. But they do sell Garrett juice and some organic fertilizers and some other things, so they can be helpful. And I'm delighted he's listening, and y'all can both help us spread the word.
We certainly will. Thank you for your time, and you have a great Sunday.
Okay, you too, Stacy.
Bye-bye.
All right, open lines for you. People starting to call in to open line for you at 866-444-3478. Let me see what I hadn't gotten around to telling you. Well, one thing I want to tell you, there's something pretty cool going on in the grocery store business. The Aldi locations now are carrying Crazy Water, my favorite water. The Crazy Water is available in glass now. They always have been available in plastic, but in glass now, which is my favorite. And you can find out more about Crazy Water by going to their website, which is drinkcrazywater.com. Great stuff. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478. Have you heard that the Old Farmer's Almanac says that we may have the coldest winter that we've had in years? So how do we get ready? Well, one thing is to put the freeze miser on all of your outdoor hydrants. No batteries or electricity, just some incredible technology that senses when the water in the lines fall below 37 degrees and then releases the exact amount of water that it needs. Ask for it by name at your favorite nursery, hardware, farm and ranch store, or log in to freezemiser.com. It's the freeze miser, and it works.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an OMRI-listed organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure. Growing Green is naturally slow-release for continuous feeding to build healthier soil and root systems through 3 stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair for the soil, and trace mineral availability. Your lawns, flowers, trees, and vegetable gardens, and the potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green organic fertilizer. The commercial version of Garrett Juice is also available from Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Visit online at MedinaAg.com to learn more about this family of natural lawn and garden products. For the whole blooming garden, Medina makes it happen. 59 years young and always environmentally friendly,
MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And let's see, it's time to go to Lucas, Texas, and talk to Bill. Hello, Bill.
Can you hear me, Howard?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Great. I've got a 10-year-old, approximately 10-year-old Deodar cedar out in front of the house.
Okay.
And it is currently losing a lot of the sprigs off it, and it is turning, it's yellow. It's turning yellow. And this started about 4 months ago, 5 months ago. I went out there and I dug around it, cleaned back, pulled back everything from the base of the tree to try to expose the root flare. I took the golf club handle and I drove it in the ground in several areas, and I did the sick tree treatment around it, and it doesn't seem to be coming back.
Well, is there any new growth this past season at all, or is it kind of?
It looks like it a little bit. There are some sprigs on it a little bit, but it is really thinned out. I've got one out back that looks great. The one out front looks just terrible right now, and I'm afraid I'm going to lose it.
Is it a little more exposed to weather?
It is. The one out front, I mean, it's wide open. We're on a couple acres out here, yeah, and it's pretty much wide open.
I tell you what I'm afraid of, Bill. I'm afraid that last February, that 0 degrees got it. That is a tree that is somewhat susceptible to really, really cold weather, and we had some really, really cold weather. You're doing all you can do by applying the sick tree treatment. I didn't hear you mention cornmeal. Have you put the whole ground cornmeal on it?
I have not.
Okay, that would be very important to do, and I would start pretty close to the trunk and go out beyond the drip line. You know, do the whole yard if you want to. It'd be inexpensive, be good to do. And I would go ahead and do the other amendments that we have in the sick tree treatment, you know, the compost and lava sand and azomite and the whole deal. I would drench Garrett juice into the soil, and I would spray the Garrett juice onto the trunk of the tree and also the limbs and also the foliage. So, in other words, just complete the sick tree treatment just more thoroughly than you have. And it, even if the tree doesn't make it, you haven't wasted your money because you've done a whole lot to improve that soil there for whatever else you might plant. But I'm afraid that's freeze damage that you're dealing with.
Okay, I'll do all that. Last question. What about watering of it? If I water it, typically I'll water it during the hot season, maybe once or twice a week. I got a little dripper around on the tree that saturates it pretty good. I do it for about 15, 20 minutes. What about, you don't think I overwatered or anything, do you?
You did that 15 or 20 minute regime during the summer?
Yeah, when it was hot.
Could be a little bit of part of the problem. When you water real short periods of time like that, Bill, you kind of teach the tree to have its roots shallow because, you know, the moisture watering 10 or 15 minutes at a time is staying up in the top few inches of soil. Even if it's a sandy soil, it doesn't go real deep when you're watering that way. The better way to water, and you need to start it right now, is to really soak the heck out of it. Just let the garden hose run for several hours and move it around and thoroughly saturate the root zone. And then going into the fall, it's a little tricky because, you know, we're going to have some mild weather here for a while, and we may still have a few hot days, but you're going to have to be real careful with that probe that you talked about having, the golf club probe. Probe the soil and don't water again until it really has started to dry out on the surface of the soil, and then you do the same thing again. You flood it. You really soak it and get that water to, you know, really soak down into the soil. The tree will respond to that. The only thing we don't know is if the freeze damage has already damaged the root system so badly that it's past the point of no return. But it'd be worth giving it a try, and you need to start learning how to use that kind of a watering program because that's what I recommend on everything.
Perfect. Okay, for the watering, quick question, last question. Mm-hmm. Should I do the drench before I do the sick tree treatment and the cornmeal and everything else, or should I do that all first?
Drench of the just water, you mean?
Yeah, should I drench it before I do the whole treatment you were talking about?
Either way, if you put the stuff on first, it's going to move some of the material down into the soil a little bit better. So whatever, but you need to get the water going on it right away because watering the regime that you've been using, you have kept the moisture level way high up in the top few inches of soil, and we need to move it deeper.
Good to know.
Okay.
Perfect.
Good
Thank
luck.
You very much.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
It's Mark's turn in Krugerville. Hey, Mark.
Morning, Howard.
Welcome.
I want to start by asking you about what's your advice on no-till gardening?
I'm a big proponent of it. I tell you what, we're going to have to take a little break here, Mark. Can you hang with me? We'll talk about no-till gardening in some detail when I come back, okay? Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. If you haven't looked at it yet, the information on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com that's up in the right-hand corner, all those things that are listed, those are the newest additions to the website and the newest edits. We do keep certain things there, like the fabulous tree slideshow that I would encourage everybody to take a look at. It's free. Just take the time to watch it. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's DirtDoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right. We are talking to Mark about no-till gardening, and we're going to get into it a little bit more here. What are you specifically interested in, Mark? Vegetable garden?
Yes.
Okay. The no-tilling is extremely important because every time you till, once you get the beds in good shape, and that's one of the reasons we're doing that, we just set up new beds in our vegetable garden, our experimental gardens and everything, and I set them up about 4 feet wide. And the reason for that is that you can work the bed 2 feet easily from each side and go walk down through the paths rather than having to walk out in the bed. The most damage you can do, you know, is walking in the bed, the most compaction, more so than any of the equipment or anything. But we don't want to till once we get the beds healthy because the soil, when you get it healthy, it has layers. It has different nutrient availability. It has different biological populations. It has different temperature. It has all these different things at these different levels in the soil that you will have developed when you're using the organic amendments, compost, rock minerals, and sugars, and all that kind of thing. And so if you till every year, which some people do, you're starting from scratch at building those layers of different activity in the soil. So once you get them healthy, the very best thing you can do, and it's hard to do for some people, even for me in some cases, to stay out of those beds with the turning fork and just plant right in the soil the way it ended the last crop. You still there, Mark?
Still here. Can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh.
We have a new lot that about a third of an acre is going to become a garden, but right now it's just overgrown with weeds and such. And I'm wondering, what's the best way to get started with that?
Well, there's a couple of ways to go. One is, which is the most efficient way, but it would cost more, is hire a landscape contractor to come out, or you rent their equipment yourself. But either way, use a box scraper or a sod cutter to cut out an inch and a half to 2 inches of the grass and weeds and toss all that into a big compost pile somewhere. And then into that bare land that you've created, you start adding the amendments. You add the compost, you add the rock minerals, which is lava sand, green sand, azomite, those kind of things. And then the sugars are dry molasses and cornmeal. You add all that stuff onto that bare soil that you've created. What's your soil like? Is it a black clay or a sandy loam, or what are you dealing with?
It's real sandy.
Sandy, okay. Same thing. It'll just be a little bit easier for you to do. And then you create those beds, like I said, that if you're going to do a vegetable garden, they're basically 4 feet wide with paths of about 15 to 18 inches. They don't need to be very wide between the beds. And you create the raised beds by adding the new amendments into the walkways. You put shredded native tree trimmings, and you're ready to plant and ready to go. Now, the other way to do it would be to talk to one of the tree care companies in the area and get some big loads of the shredded native tree trimmings and go out and spray the scalp it all down, and then when it starts to grow again, spray with the vinegar, real strong vinegar, 20% vinegar, and put the real thick layer of shredded native tree trimmings on the area and let it sit there and start to break down for a while, which will kill the weeds, kill the grasses and everything. For the most part, there'll be still some that'll come up. You'll have to spray with vinegar, and it'd be a longer process. You'd probably have to take a year going that way. Whereas if you strip it all out with a sod cutter or a box scraper or something like I suggested first, you can go ahead and prepare the beds and plant right now. You could literally do it and plant cool season crops right now today. You know, things like Swiss chard and greens and broccoli and beets and carrots and all those kind of things. And it's a perfect time from Gardening by the Moon standpoint to plant those things that are producing underground, like carrots and beets and all that.
Okay. Two follow-up questions. How deep would you go with the sod cutter or the box?
2 inches.
2 inches deep.
Yeah, we used to do this with landscape projects, and I had people really fighting me about it that it would never work, but it works great. You don't till first. You just simply scalp the area down. Scalp it down really hard so it's nice and clean, and create the size that you're going to do the work on. And then you use a sod cutter, which you can rent. They're hard to use. They're heavy and bulky and difficult to use, so it'd be better to hire somebody to come in and do it for you. But don't let them till first. Some people will try to convince you, well, I need to till it first and get it all loosened up and then get it out of there. When you till it, you drive the reproductive part of the grass and the weeds down into the ground to become a problem for you forever. See what I mean? So you scalp, you strip it out, and then down to bare soil, and then you add the amendments to that, and, man, you'll be golden.
Okay. I'm not going to plant a fall garden there, but I'm curious, what kind of overwintering crops would you recommend?
Hairy vetch, clovers, a mixture of clovers, and I would probably put in some turnips from seed. They're really good for helping build the soil. You can get some value out of them, too. You can eat the greens. But I'd probably plant those three, vetch, clover, different kinds of clover, and maybe even some different kinds of vetches, and some turnips, and enjoy it. It'll be pretty. It'll attract beneficial insects. It'll build the soil, and you'll be ready to go for next summer's crop. You know, of peppers and tomatoes and cucumbers and cantaloupe and everything like that.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Good luck. I hope it works well for you. It's fun to get the garden going, and that's why I'm encouraging everybody to get some fall stuff going. That talk, once again, that I'm giving on the next presentation I'm doing November the 6th, which is a Saturday, is to raise money for the Raines County garden clubs, and you can see that information on the website. Just click on appearances. It'll tell you about that. It'll tell you about my appearances that are coming up at the Mother Earth shows down in Belton, Texas, Mother Earth News, and the other things that we do. I'm doing some private things, and we're putting them on the calendar, too, just to keep everything separate. If you've got a private group that wants to have some kind of an event, you know, we can talk about that, too. We've got a couple coming up that are going to be at the art studio. People are coming in to have a little brief talk about what I've done with my little mini arboretum, my trees that I recommend that are at the office, and the vegetable garden as its current state is, and get a tour of the art studio. So you can call and get information about any of those kind of things by going to the button on the homepage that says appearances. And we'd be delighted to have you involved and us get involved with you. Let me see, what was the other thing? I got busy there and I forgot what I had not covered yet. Let me see what it is. One of the things that I probably ought to cover real quick for you is the solid sod. Some people, of course, think it's too late to plant solid sod, and that is also not true. Planting solid sod wherever you are in the country can be done right now. Those of you listening to me from cooler climates and thinking about planting the cool season stuff of bent grass or ryegrass or bluegrass or fescue, you can plant that solid sod right now. Don't waste a lot of time and money preparing the soil. It's not needed with turf. Loosening the soil and getting it graded out to the grade that you want, no humps and dips and everything, get it smoothed out and loosened. And if you spray some hydrogen peroxide across it, that helps to loosen it. It helps the softening of the soil. That would be a good thing to do. And if you do any bed preparation of compost and organic fertilizers and things like that, don't do much. If you do any at all, do real light applications. And then get the solid sod down. Those of you in the south, like I am here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, planting buffalo grass, Bermuda grass, St. Augustine grass, or zoysia, those solid sod plantings can go down right now. Some people will say it's too late, and it's not. It's a good time to plant. If we have 5 degrees below zero in 2 months, it'll probably kill it. But chances are pretty good that that's not going to happen. If you've got a project that needs to be finished, you know, get it done. Go ahead. If you want to wait till spring, that's fine. That's okay, too. The point is you don't have to do it. And it would be very rare if you had freeze damage that's bad enough to kill the grasses. I would certainly get it done. We are removing ground cover. I mentioned it briefly at the beginning. I wanted to talk a little bit more about it. We're removing the Houtenia from my backyard, which I planted years and years ago in a very small area. And, of course, it expanded to real big areas because it's the most invasive weed on earth almost. It is a culinary herb. It's used in Thai cooking. The fragrance of it you'll either like a lot or you'll hate. I'm not much of a fan of it. And I'm really not a fan of it as far as using it for landscaping because it will spread by seed from the pretty little white flowers, and it will spread underground from the runners and even the roots. The way to get rid of it is to do what we're doing now. Pull the top off of it and then use a turning fork and or a sharpshooter shovel. Russell Jones, who's helping me with it, has come up with the technique he likes the most, and that's first use a sharpshooter shovel to go down 6-8 inches, twist, turn, and then do the turning fork to loosen it up so you can see those big old white fleshy roots and get them hand taken out. They can go in the compost pile. The compost will neutralize it and kill it, but you've got to get it all out or it will come back. Same technique you can use for mint if you've let it get out of hand. More on all this when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, right after this. Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Crazy Water. Crazy Water is what I drink, and you should too. Crazy Water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for taste, health, and body balance. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find nearby stores across Texas. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green.
Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All right, I'll finish a little bit more in Howard's Garden in just a minute, but right now we're going to ease over to Coppell, Texas, and talk to Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
Hey, hi, Howard. I've got a SOS here for you. Okay. On my Turk's cap, I've got beautiful pink Turk's cap, but I'm noticing in the middle of it, and I think it's the bunny rabbits are sitting in there, and pretty soon it's all going to be down. Do you have anything I could deter them with from sitting in the middle of that Turk's cap?
Well, the commercial product is the best, the one called Scram. It's called Rabbit Scram in this case. They make products that, as far as repellents go, work better than anything. But of course, I don't know any stores that have it in stock. I think there are some. I saw some just recently, and I can't remember where I saw it. So you might call around. If they have it in stock, use it right away. The other thing that seems to work pretty well, and it would be good fertilizer anyway, would be blood meal. And blood meal can be found at any of the stores, any of the retail stores out there.
Okay, great. I'll try that. Thank you.
All righty. Good luck with those little rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some that kind of ease around during the night. And in the front yard, they never go anywhere else, but they're not doing too much damage. They did some damage to some of the annuals through the season. But the main damage to my Turk's cap has been the katydids. And some of the hit-and-run artists that come in and do some cosmetic damage to the foliage and then move on. The foliage in some of mine, my Turk's cap's looking so bad right now, I'm about to take it all the way down to the ground and let it kind of regrow just a very short period of time. And if it doesn't, that's fine, too. It'll come back with a vengeance next year. I think it was a little damaged. I think the February weather that we had, the zero weather, was such that it didn't kill the plants, but they sure came out later than normal, and I think a little bit of stress in the plants, and that's probably what brought on some of the insect issues. I don't think it'll be the case next year. I'm going to, you know, just to gloat a little bit, I'm going to talk about the Roundup thing again, because some of the people maybe weren't listening to the first of the show. There's some big news. A law firm announced a $39.5 million settlement that was a Monsanto Roundup class action litigation centered on the herbicide's misleading and essentially false label. Bayer is required in this lawsuit settlement to reword the label, which states that glyphosate targets an enzyme found in plants but not in people or pets. And, of course, those of you who have been listening to me for a long time know that I've been preaching that for a long time, that the gut in your bacteria does have the shikimate pathway that the Roundup needs to kill. And that's where the damage is done, in your gut and in your pet's gut and in the livestock gut and in the wildlife gut. And the bacteria is a plant, and it is affected by glyphosate, the Roundup, and other related kind of things. During the litigation, Monsanto conceded that the glyphosate influences an enzyme in the human gut biome, which could result in significant health impacts. And we'll have this information in a more detailed version of it on our website, especially in TORC, Texas Organic Research Center. org. And if you're not familiar with that, that's our more technical site. It is a nonprofit. It's a 501c3. All of the sales of my books and the online classes and my art go through TORC, and that makes it tax-free and tax-deductible. So if you haven't been there to see that, just click the red button at the top of the page of dirtdoctor.com, and you can see all that stuff. And Dirt Doctor is DirtDoctor, Dirt Doctor. Somebody mentioned the podcasts earlier that they listened. I think we have more and more people listening to the podcast than listening to the live show. Live show is 8 to 11 on the not all radio stations, but most of the radio stations, 200 or so across the country. And the podcasts then run after they are up, and it's usually pretty quickly after the show, and you can listen to them anytime you have the time to listen. And also the app, the Dirt Doctor app, you can listen to 24/7 as well. If you have a question during the week, you can do the Ask Howard feature on the homepage. You can send us questions to info@dirtdoctor.com. People that are members of the Organic Club of America get preference there, because especially in the spring and the fall, we have a lot of questions coming in all at one time, and we try to help as many people as we can. The website is very deep. The library is in alphabetical order. You use the search window that's up there at the top of the page on the homepage to ask about some plant or some insect or some technique or some product or whatever, and if you see something that we haven't covered well enough for you or not at all, let us know, because we're always amending and adding to the website. I appreciate very much you being there, and if you're interested in speaking engagements or appearances or consultation, just go to the appearance button right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and it'll tell you how all that works. In the meantime, get out there, enjoy this great weather, and enjoy those beautiful, healthy, organic gardens, and I'll see you next time.